News broke today that civic leaders in LA are possibly trying to push Superintendent Brewer out. Why now?
Usually at the one-year mark or even at the six-month mark, you pretty well know if somebody's going to succeed or not. But a lot of people, because of the sensitivity of race issues and voting issues, decided to kind of bide their time in a sense. But the mayor did get his person to actually be the person controlling and running the schools without the title.
And are you talking about Ramon?
Cortinas.
Cortinas.
So in a situation like that where you have somebody who is very skilled politically and in terms of ruling large bureaucracies and running them, and who knows schools, who knows the politics, and has been around a long time, at the helm, even though he doesn't have the title, it became apparent to many who hadn't jumped on the bandwagon before that Brewer was really little more than a very highly paid figurehead.
So what about some of the numbers that have come out showing that the district actually improved 21 points on the academic, the API?
The critics are saying largely that that had nothing to do with him, that much of that was in place before. And I'm not saying that the admiral had done nothing, the superintendent had done nothing. But I think what can be said is that there are improvements that are taking place. Does it come because of the leadership? And I think virtually everybody would agree, or most people would agree, there hasn't been strong leadership from the superintendent's office before Ray Cortinas was assigned to be, quote-unquote, deputy chief.
So why is it easier now to oust him?
A test of time, because we're between elections. It's been easy to see that he has not been much of a leader by increasing numbers of people, that he's not the one who controls the daily operations of the schools, and he's not really the person who's getting things done. When the LA Times editorializes against retaining somebody, then it gives a lot of cover to others, including the mayor, including the council, including community leaders.
So let's say they buy out his contract. We're in the middle of a budget crisis at the state, city, and the district level. Is this the right time to do it?
Well, that's an interesting question. If it's simply a money matter, it probably isn't. But another way of looking at it, of course, the buyout is really the key here, is how long you keep a person in a position, this largely, if not almost exclusively, symbolic position. So is it either way, it looks like you may be wasting money. A buyout may be wasting money rather than keeping the person here for an additional year, or by keeping the person here for an additional year, how much is that person really earning the $300,000 per and perks?
So Ray Cortinas has been, essentially running the show for a while now. Does he stand to be the replacement or at least the interim superintendent if Brewer goes out?
I think there's a very strong likelihood that he becomes the interim, and maybe he holds on to that for a year or two.
So let's say if it's not Cortinas, are there any other options on the, or, you know, any other names that have come up?
Well, not that I know. They'd have to do a national search, and they may have a list. I'm talking about the school board and the mayor's office combined. And, Reardon and Broad might chime in on this, too. They may have a combined list of a top 10, but I'm not aware of it.
Okay, so how does this play out then for the mayor, after the several times struggling with the school district for more control over the district? How does it play out for him? Is it going to help him, hurt him? And then following up on that, how is that going to affect education for the general public?
Well, we have to wait and see on all of that. I mean, having his person, the person he's very close to, and was his key education advisor, Ray Cortinas, basically running the schools and likely to be the interim or the new for at least a couple of years superintendent, means a lot, especially in terms of potential. But one of the things it does is get out of the way the superintendent that his board adversaries pick. And so what that perhaps portends, as long as Antonio, or as long as he's the mayor and has his majority of support on the Board of Education, also opens up the likelihood to revisit the number of schools, if the mayor would want to expand the number of schools that he is accountable for, to 5 or 10 or 15 or 12 more. It may open the door for kind of a sub-pet issue of the mayor in terms of K-12 education, and that is expanding the number of charters. So, yeah, it does give the mayor added access to the true decision-maker over the schools, or at least the administrator, and to the board that controls the policy. So he would have the pieces in order to play a larger role. Not sure at this point that the mayor really wants that larger role. At a certain point, he did. But if he does stay for another 4 years, chances are he's going to want a more decisive amount of influence over a selection of schools in the LAUSD. But we have to see how that plays out. Don't know for a fact that Cortinas would be anything more than interim, mid-70s, and don't know if he would want to sign on for an additional two or three years. It's hard to tell at this point. But is he an advocate of the mayor? No question about it. Is the mayor going to be happy with that vacancy likely to be filled by somebody like Cortinas? Absolutely.
We've been speaking with Dr. Jaime Regalado, the executive director of the Pat Brown Institute. And thank you for your time.
Thank you.